Well, as many of you already know, I suppose we should start. Can everybody hear me? Jim? That'll do. As many of you already know, I was born in Fermanagh and was brought up in a wee village called Clavey, outside Five Mile Town, a couple of miles from Five Mile Town. I had the great privilege of being born into a Christian home, and I thank God for that great privilege. It meant I got a good start to life. My family went to Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. I was brought there every Sunday for the Sunday services and Sunday school and the children's meetings throughout the week. In addition to this, if there had come any missions to the area with normally the Independent Methodist Church or a faith mission or something like that, we would have been brought along to those missions as well. And on a Saturday afternoon then we were sent to a little children's meeting in an old lady's home where she conducted children's meetings by herself in her home. And to this day, I vividly remember what I was taught at those meetings, so that's encouragement to the children's workers. That's quite a while ago, and I can remember distinctly those stories even yet. At the age of 8 years old, the Independent Methodist Church in Five Mile Town erected a wee wooden hut behind our house and conducted a month-long mission. And it was one of the Sunday afternoons we were attending that mission. And I couldn't tell you what the Reverend Billy Cross spoke on that day, but whatever he spoke on, I was deeply convicted and I was afraid to die. Even as an 8 year old, I was afraid to die. And I carried that conviction with me. We went back to our own church, I believe, in the evening and went at home again at night. And I had that conviction. I couldn't sleep, couldn't rest, sick stomach, the usual story. In the middle of the night, I gave up and I got up out of my bed and headed for my father's room, my parents' room, and explained to my father what was wrong, that I wanted to be saved. And he pointed me to the Lord now and helped me and guided me, but he couldn't save me. I had to pray the prayer myself. I had to ask Jesus to forgive me for my sins, to take away my sin and come into my heart. When I had done that, immediately, even as an 8 year old, I knew a burden lifted. I had peace with God. I had been into that room with a sick stomach and trembling and returned to my own room, to my bed, with a peaceful heart. Because the peace of God passes all understanding, it says in Philippians. I was at primary school at that stage, and I finished primary school, and you know, primary school, you don't get much hassle or bother. And on to secondary school, much bigger school. And in secondary school, I got away from the Lord. However, I didn't get into sin. I just got cold at heart and didn't have a lot of interest in continuing on with the Lord the way I should have done. But, praise the Lord again, parental control kept me from going further into sin. And in fact, I was living at home. My parents, my type of parents, always wanted to know where you were, who you're with, what you're doing, what time you'd be home at, etc. And they insisted, of course, weekly that we went to youth fellowship and continued to attend church. There was a good influence there. However, when I went on to college in Belfast, I was away from parental control. I felt that I could do what I liked. There was nobody there who knew me. There was nobody to report back. If I misbehaved in Belfast, well, it was no embarrassment to the family because they didn't know and there was no one there to throw it up to them. Where we were brought up at home, there wasn't very many Free Presbyterians, so if a Free Presbyterian stepped out of line, it was public news. And it was to the great entertainment of everybody else. And in Belfast, I got into sin and I tried the pleasures this world had to offer. And I have to say, they were enjoyable for a season, but they brought bitterness in the end. After the high had gone, the next day you would have the physical sickness, depression, and a general feeling of failure, having let myself down, my family down, just failing and everything and letting down the Lord. And I would say to young people, indeed everyone here today, that sin will take you much further than you want to go. I'm sure you've heard that so many times from this pulpit. I have that personal experience. Sin will take you much further than you want to go. You give the devil a thin wedge in your life and he'll soon drive it in and make himself a good inroad into your life and control more and more every day to the point where he's in total control. Through all of this, I thank God he didn't leave me or forsake me. And he kept me safe through some perilous situations. And Christian friends kept in contact with me. Again, they didn't forsake me. And I have to thank the Lord for that. They had the interest to keep in contact with me. In October 1994, I was back home one Friday evening and we headed off to another gospel mission in Five Mile Town. The Reverend Wesley Graham was conducting a mission in a wooden hut in Five Mile Town. And again, all I remember from that was the message was basically, how many chances do you think God will give you to get right with him? And that really spoke to me. And I'd have to ask you in the congregation this morning, if you're not saved, How many chances have you had to get right with God? How many more do you think you have? And the answer to that is nobody knows. This could be your last chance. I knew my sin, had been convicted about it many times before. In fact, I'd even tried to clean up my own life on several occasions, but it failed miserably. But for some simple reason, I didn't involve the Lord. But this time I couldn't ignore it any longer. I needed to get right with the Lord. The meeting was on a Friday night. I was in deep conviction all day Saturday, and right through to Sunday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon, I got on my knees and asked the Lord to forgive me and draw me back to Him. He did it, and He's kept me ever since. God is always true to His word. It says, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no ways cast out." Since that Sunday in October 1994, the Lord has undertaken for me many times and in many ways. He's always been my help. He helped me greatly through the rest of university, when many times circumstances seemed against me and the tasks that I had to complete just seemed insurmountable. It was at university that I met Joan, and in September 2000 we were married in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. At that time Joan was doing her PhD up here in Coleraine University, so it made sense she couldn't move, so I had to move. It made sense that I get a job closer up here, so I got a job in Ballymoney in what used to be called Sherwood Medical, now Tyco Healthcare. And after we were married, we settled in Greenmount, another side of the town, and that's when we started attending here. Since then, the Lord has greatly blessed us. He has blessed us with three healthy, sometimes boisterous boys. And He has blessed us through hard times and good times, and I'm sure you're aware of them. And He's been a very present help in time of trouble. I can truly say that the Lord has been a very present help in time of trouble to us. I sometimes wonder how unsaved folk cope with tragic times and hard times without the Lord's help. I'll just close by exhorting any who are not saved here today that they need to get ready for what circumstance may arise or what may come upon them. We don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what's tomorrow. If it's tragic circumstances you have to face, the Lord will help you through it. And you may not, for all you know, this could be your last day. It could be my last day. I mightn't get home today. We'll have to be ready for that. And the way to get ready for that is to get saved and get right with God. Be sure where you're going to go in eternity. I work with a fellow in Carrickmore. In fact, he replaced me as the quarry manager in Carrickmore. 40 years old, diagnosed with cancer in September. He's had it before. Diagnosed with cancer in September, seemed to be in good form. So it says a wee bit of treatment to sort it out. He was buried a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. That chap was working right up until the end of October, as far as I was aware. Just, I had lost contact with him. Dead today, left a wife and young child behind. And also on behalf of my wife and family today, I'd like to thank this congregation very much for the prayers and support they've given us over the last few years in particular. We've really known recently the help of God's people praying for us. When Harry lost the top of his finger there a couple of weeks ago, we really knew the prayers of God's people, felt the benefit of those, and appreciate all the calls and all the cards and all the help we've had. Thank you very much.